This is Gordon Strong, BJCP Grandmaster Judge, and I'm judging a Pabst Blue Ribbon, which is a Category 1B standard American lager. I have it already poured, so let's get to it. Take a sniff. It's very neutral, slightly grainy or corny. Hint of sweetness, a little bit of hops, spicy in nature. It's a very clean lager, not getting any esters, maybe just a little bit of sulfur from the yeast. The intensities of all the components are fairly low, giving an overall slightly sweet but generally neutral nose. I mean, that's pretty much what the style guidelines call for, so I'm going to give that a good score. I'll give that an 11. Appearance-wise, it's got a light yellow color, tall white head with small frothy bubbles. They're are tiny bubbles rising in a stream from the bottom of the glass. Brilliant clarity, like you'd expect in commercial beer. The head's settling moderately fast. I mean, it's not like you see it crashing, but the bubbles are settling. It's a good-looking beer. I give that a 3. Now I'll go ahead and taste it. It's crisp, but it leaves you with a sort of malty impression with the same characteristics that you got in the aroma, that grainy and corny flavor. Has a slight sweetness to it, yet it's a dry finishing beer. The impression of sweetness is just because the bitterness is low. It has some interesting weight to it in the palate and finishes a little full. There is a touch of hop flavor at the threshold. Medium, low bitterness. Again, just above threshold, you get a notion of bitterness, but really the balance is towards malt. I'm impressed with how smooth tasting this is. It's got a really, really clean lager character, well fermented, well lagered. So, I think that's very much like the style calls for. I'll give that an 18. As for mouthfeel, high carbonation, definitely. When you take a sip and hold it in your mouth a second, you feel the pressure from the bubbles pressing out on your cheeks. Light to medium light body. The body is a little bit higher than some other examples, but it's, like I said before, it's very smooth. I mean, I would actually call it like a touch creamy. Sometimes you get cream ales that sort of have that character, that they feel sort of light and dry, but there's some palate presence there. It's not like drinking water. It's got a little bit of a little bit more weight to it. I think that weight is a little unusual in these kind of beers. I think some of the better ones have it. So I'll give that a 4 out of 5. So what do I think about it overall? Well, It really does nail the style. It's a very fresh, clean, and refreshing beer. Usually these are sort of a standard drinking beer. This one was poured out of a bottle as well. It has some flavor. It's not just a glass full of nothing. You know, it's not an alcohol delivery system. It actually has clean, pure flavors. I find the a little bit of weight in the palate. Interesting. The sort of corn and grain kind of flavors are very smooth, pure flavors. I think it's a well-crafted, well-fermented, well-lagered beer. Certainly all the... there's no off flavors in there anywhere. I think it has, as I said, just a touch more body and a little bit heavier finish than most examples. So, I mean, that's hitting sort of the upper ends of the guidelines, but not enough to really sort of ding it on style. The flavors are coming in right around threshold level, just a little bit above. So it actually does taste like something, and I think that adds some interest. So I give that a 9 overall. So let's see, that looks like that's about a 45. So that's that fits in the world class range, which is what you'd hope for something that's down as the top example. So what I take off for? You know, it's more in the way of the intangibles. You know, it's very hard to get a perfect example of the beer. You know, I commented that this one has a little bit of weight to it that's a little unusual. You know, you allow for something that could be slightly better. Maybe some of the flavors and aromas could be just a little bit stronger. So it's very small knocks. I would be happy to have made this beer. It's a good, definitely a good lawnmower beer. So that's Category 1B Standard American Lager, and this is Pabst Blue Ribbon.